let's knock it out of the park. Amen. Come on. So, seeing double through trouble. Let's go with the message, Raj. Turning trouble into what? How do you turn trouble into opportunity? Nobody could turn trouble into opportunity better than Jesus. It's crazy what he would do. He would stand and he would do things that other people never even would think about doing. And so I found another story where he did that. Lately we've looked at Job. He helped us respond to trouble. And Joseph helped us to stay steady through trouble. Well, Jesus is going to help us to turn trouble into what? Opportunity. Let's go with it. Here we go. See what we can find today. In John chapter 4, it's an incredible, and we're going to look at the whole chapter today. So if you think about going anywhere, just park it for a while. But you're going to know this chapter when we get done. It's a chapter on Jesus and the woman of Samaria, or the woman at the well. Can you say that? The woman at the well. Okay? Now here's the deal. He's with his disciples, and he says, we must needs go through Samaria. Okay? Jesus said that. We going. Where are we going? We're going through Samaria. Don't even question. It's a part of our plan. It has to happen. Amen? Well, that's trouble. That place is trouble. We can't go there. Hush your mouth. We're going. Amen? So, Jesus said we must needs go through Samaria. No Jew would dare go through where? Help me now. Say that with me. No Jew would dare go through where? Now, I've been there many times. Now, that's today. They take you there now and let you see. But historically speaking, not just the Bible, guys. This is historical record. No Jew would go through Samaria. Period. And Jesus said, we are going where? He's going to turn some trouble into some what? That's exactly what he's doing. Jesus begged to differ with the Jews on many things. Care what you say. We're going through where? Samaria. So keep looking. Turning trouble into opportunity. We're just going to go through this. It's quite a few verses, but we'll just break it down. So hang in here with us. If you've not been to fellowship before, this is how we do it. The big screen, biggest Bible in Englewood. Right here. Amen. And I ask you to read it with me sometimes, and I ask you to talk with me, and that helps you remember. But let me just read a little bit. Here we go. Then comes Jesus to a city of what? And this city was called what? Sychar. So he comes to this city called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son who? And we talked about Joseph in the second service last week. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, he sat on the well, or by the well, and it was about the 6th hour of the day. Their time is different. That puts it about noonish. About noon, it's hot. It's just like it is here. You know you're hot at noon down here in Englewood, ain't you? In this area, it's hot, and he's hot. Okay? And there comes a woman of where? To draw water. And Jesus said to her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city. What's the city's name? Sychar. Sychar is the city. So going to Sychar to buy some meat, to get some victuals. He's sitting at the well. And he says to the woman of Samaria, then says the woman of Samaria to Jesus, how is it that you, now watch this, how is it that you, being a what? Ask drink of me, for I am a what? Oh, and by the way, you're not supposed to talk to me either because I'm a woman. Okay? But I'm not just a woman. I'm a woman of what? How is it that you talk to me, you being a Jew, and I'm a woman of Samaria? And that last part gives us a clue. Say it with me. For the Jews have no what? With Samaritans. The Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. You might say, Clark, what are you doing? You're killing me. No, you'll be fine. I'm talking about turning trouble into opportunity. And learning the Bible at the same time. Here we go. I want to give you a little bit of background. I don't do this a lot, but it's important for the message today. No Jew had dealings with who? Okay, you just keep going with me here. No Jew had dealings. Why? Why did they not deal with the Samaritans? Because there had been a whole lot of trouble and mess been going on between the Jews and the Samaritans for centuries. So we don't deal with you people. You feeling it? Yes or no? But Jesus was different. He looked at trouble and he saw an opportunity. We need Him, don't we? Say, come on, because we got trouble. We got stuff. Jesus knows how to deal. Now let's do a little history on this problem, this trouble, this mess that had been brewing. It started with what? Remember that. It started with what? Jealousy. It started with jealousy. A little bit of background. Judah and Ephraim were the two leading tribes in Israel. Judah and Ephraim, back in the day, were the two leading tribes in Israel. And they what? They split. Keep moving. Judah to the south became the southern kingdom, and its capital became what? Jerusalem. Okay? And Ephraim, keep going. Ephraim went to the north, and it became the northern kingdom, and their capital was what? Samaria. Are you feeling it a little bit? Some jealousy going on. This jealousy led to what? Oh, by the way, are you hearing the message so far? Jealousy, that ain't a good thing. Their jealousy didn't work out too good. And it led to what? Bitterness. Well, what happened with the nation of Israel? Well, Assyria came in and destroyed the northern kingdom in 722 B.C. And don't let this bog you down too much. Well, what happened when the Assyrians destroyed the northern kingdom? Well, they took over. And the Assyrians and other heathens started intermarrying the Jews and intermingling their religion with the Jewish religion in the north. Are y'all hearing that? Yes or no? So that became just the way it was. You're not just Jews anymore. You're intermarrying, and also your Jewish religion is not the Jewish religion anymore. It's got heathen practices and what have you. And so this led to a lot of bitterness. And the true Jews hated what? Their half-breed race and their half-breed what? Are y'all feeling it or not? And this jealousy that led to bitterness became what? Hatred. You ever had some of that? You ever had this do that in your life? Some bitterness and some jealousy to bitterness to hatred? Yes or no? Say. And that's exactly what was happening. And you can read your Bible and you can pick up on a lot of this stuff if you want to from time to time. When Nehemiah rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem, he went back, the whole book of Nehemiah, and you can read the Bible about it. He was opposed by and harassed by two men, Sanballat and Tobiah. When you read the scriptures, guess where they were from? Samaria. Are you feeling it? Goes both ways. So Nehemiah's trying to rebuild the temple. He's getting harassed. In 409, Sanballat and Samaritans built their own temple in Samaria on Mount what? Gerizim. You might say, Clark, why are you telling me this? You'll see in just a second. So they built their own temple. In 128 B.C., after the Jews, all of them had been dispersed, they come back into their land. The Jews did. How many have ever heard the Maccabeans and all that stuff? Yeah, they came back into Jerusalem. They started being able to worship again and rule again in the city. Well, guess what they did in 128 B.C.? They sent Jewish armies and destroyed Samaria and burned it to the ground and burned their temple on Mount Gerizim. There's some serious hatred. Are you feeling it or not? And this woman and Jesus were talking now about 125 years later. Okay? So there's a lot going on. So are you feeling the love between the Jews and the Samaritans? Say, how many knew the Jews and Samaritans? The Jews didn't like Samaritans, but you never knew any of that. Can I see your hand? Put your hand. Yeah, there we go. Now we're learning something at the church. Come on. Good, 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 good. Here we go. So let's go with the message. So no Jew would go through Samaria. Keep looking. No Jew would go through Samaria. No Jew had any dealings with Samaritans. Samaritans were publicly cursed in Jewish synagogues. They would get up on their worship day, on the Sabbath, and actually castigate and talk about Samaritans. And they would get, yeah, yeah, man, go back, you're right. That's where churches learned to have church and talk down about other people. Did you hear me, yes or no?
We could build a lot bigger crowd if I got up on Sunday morning and castigated certain parts of society every weekend. Did you hear me say? We're not going to do that here. We're going to love Jesus and we're going to love people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Amen? Instead of getting up and telling about every group in America that's sorry and that's doing wrong and that's sinning. Did you know there's enough sin right in this room for us to talk about today without having to talk about the town? Say, yes or no? Amen? Say. Are you hearing me? Now, we do that in churches. That's how you can get popular. You can just, you know, talk bad about other groups. Have you ever done that? You ever been to churches where that happens? Yes or no? God help us. Amen? Say. Well, that's what they would do. Samaritans could not be called as a witness in any Jewish court. What does that mean? A Samaritan could see, witness your mother being shot and know the man who did it and come to court and say, I saw him do it. And they would say, your word doesn't count. Get out. And they'd let a murderer go free. That's how much they hated the Samaritans. Are you feeling the love? Jews taught that Samaritans could not be forgiven by God. You cannot be forgiven. That's pretty much a bad way to feel about folk, ain't it? Guys, we do that in church sometimes. Boy, we need to watch it, don't we? Come on. Jews believed a Samaritan's soul was damned how long? Forever. Now, does it make a little sense now when the woman said, how is it you being a Jew ask water of me, a Samaritan? A little bit of better understanding? It wasn't Jesus was just out for a stroll here. He did this on purpose. Because he, when others saw trouble, he saw opportunity. And he went right in, he went right to the teeth of it. Let's keep looking. Now here's what's interesting. Most people won't know this at all. I don't care how much you know your Bible. The Jewish leaders even called Jesus a what? They could not have said anything more hateful or cruel or worse or cussed him in any worse way. Here's what they said to him in John 8:48. Then answered the Jews and said unto Jesus, say we not well that you're a Samaritan and you have a devil? I'm sure they were real proud of that statement. A lot of hate right there. Feel it? Keep looking. Oh, man. But Jesus saw double through all this trouble. Say that with me. Jesus saw through all this. Can you look at people and see that they're worth something? Or if they look a certain way, or smell a certain way, can you see people and see opportunity? Say, we didn't build fellowship so that the comfortable could come and sit. I'm here to afflict the comfortable. That's why I'm here. I don't want you to come and feel comfortable at fellowship. I want you to come and grow and want to be better and be challenged and be a better person and be a better follower of Christ and be more loving and caring and a better husband and a better son and a daughter. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what I want to do. Amen. Come on. How do you see people? Let's keep looking. Turning trouble into opportunity. Keep looking. So, Jesus went and Jesus dealt, baby. You can't go, we're going. You can't deal, we are. Okay? So let's go with the story now. And hang in here with me. Don't go to sleep on me. Please. Jesus answered and said to her, when she said, why are you talking to me? You don't have anything to do with us. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that says to you, give me a drink, oh, you'd ask him, and he'd give you what? Living water. And the woman said unto her, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank there himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him or her shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up into what? Everlasting life. This lady's like, what the heck is he talking about? She don't know nothing. She still can't believe he's talking to her. You know what I'm saying? Then the woman says unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call your husband. Call your husband. And come on back. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said, you right when you said that, you have no husband. Because you've had five already. And he whom you now hast isn't your husband. And so you're telling me the truth. That's good. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive you're a what? We ain't never met. We never talked. But you're knowing my business. Okay? She says, our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say that in Jerusalem is the place men ought to worship. Remember, their fathers worshipped at the temple that Sanballat built, Mount Gerizim. Remember, we talked about that. That's part of historical record. And you worship where? In the southern down there in where? Jerusalem. Yeah, that's what this is all talking about. Okay? Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain in Samaria, nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, which is the truth. He's not putting her down. He's just telling her the truth. You know, this crazy screwed up thing you're doing, I'm telling you, it ain't the right thing. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to what? He seeks such to worship Him. You qualify. You matter. You have value. Are you feeling it? Okay. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. The woman says unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called the Christ. She knew something. She knew a little bit. When He's come, He's going to tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, say it with me, I that speak unto thee am He. That's crazy, ain't it? She was talking to the Lamb of God who could take away the sin of the world. Talking to Messiah Himself. Now watch it. Hang on. Where were the disciples at? We already found out. They're somewhere. They're in a city named Sychar buying what? Some victuals. Yeah. And upon this came His what? So the disciples came back and they came on what? They came on Him talking to this woman. Are y'all with me? Yes or no? Hang in here. We're going to learn something. And they marveled, that's an understatement, that He talked with the who? With the woman. But I love this part right here. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why are you talking to her? You know why they didn't say anything? Because He had popped them right upside the face. You might not see Jesus like that. That is Jesus. They knew. They knew. They knew. They knew. Your jealousy, your bitterness, your hatred, your crap ain't going to fly with me. They knew it. You understand, yes or no? That's exactly what the Bible says. Not the slap in the face, that's my part, but the point is, I'm a man, he was a man. I feel, I think he feels, okay? And so they didn't say, you know, why are you talking? The woman, now watch this very carefully, she left her what? And went her way into the city. Now listen, stop right there. Hang in here. You ever been talking to somebody and somebody else came up or some other people came up and you knew you weren't welcome and you can't get out of there fast enough? You know what I'm talking about. That's what she did. She's talking to Jesus. Disciples come up. And they didn't have to say squat with their look, with their words, with their body language. Again, she felt like, excuse me, like a piece of crap. Excuse my language. You hearing me today? Don't you love Jesus? I do. that he would care for my drunk mama and a hellraiser like me? He would stand with us. You hearing me? That's the kind of man I want to be, a man like Jesus, who can see trouble and turn it into opportunity. Are you hearing or not? Have I lost you? So she left her water pot and she went to the city and she says to the men, "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I've done. Is not this the Christ?" And they went out of the city and came to Jesus. Now stop right there. The disciples were just in that city. They were in that city buying. And never one time did they tell anybody that the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world is just right outside the town. They didn't say anything because they saw the trouble. They saw the trouble. They saw the trouble you people are to me. You're just trouble, man. That's what they saw. They didn't say a word. They didn't say, "I started following him in Galilee. He saved me, changed my life. I've seen him raise the dead. I've seen him heal the sick. I've seen him do all these incredible things. Guys, come on. Hey, don't worry about the meat. Let's go. Come on, guys. Come with me." Not one disciple said anything because they saw the trouble. They didn't see the opportunity. You hearing me? I hope it's finding good ground with you today. Good, 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 good. She went and told her city, "Come and see Jesus." The disciples were in the same city and never told anyone to come and see Jesus. They saw the trouble and didn't see the what. Say that with me. They saw the and didn't see the. Say that again. They saw the and didn't see the. If you and I would see people that when we talk to them about Christ, when we talk to them about coming to fellowship, when you can see the change that God can make in somebody's life, instead of seeing the crap, instead of seeing what they're wallowing in, instead of seeing them like they are, see them what they can be, man. What God can do. He done it. He did it in you. He's done it in me. Why can't He do it in somebody? He can. Time and time and time and time again. That's what the gospel's all about. Go in the world, preach the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation, the Bible says. See the opportunity. Well, this woman saw the opportunity, and she didn't want her what? Come on now. The woman saw the opportunity. She didn't want her what? City to miss it. Guys, we have an opportunity to reach our city and the greater city of Inglewood and the surrounding areas for Christ. Not for Gary. For Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't I open my mouth? Well, that's too much trouble. Well, see that person that you're not going to talk to is burning in a devil's hell. Or never learning maybe how that he can truly know that he matters or she matters, or that he can maybe learn that, you know, you can be a good husband and you can be a good wife and there is hope for your kids. Are you listening or not? Say. Instead of looking at the trouble. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him. They were trying to talk with him and, you know, concerned about him. And said, "Master, eat." And Jesus said unto them, "I have meat to eat that you don't know a thing about. I've been eating while you've been going to get stuff to eat." You understand? Because I've been eating this up, talking to this woman. This is what feeds my soul. This is what makes me happy. I have meat to eat that you don't know a thing about. Therefore said his disciples one to another, "Is he going crazy? Didn't he tell us to go to town and get something to eat? Did he have a sandwich? Is he holding back on us? What is he doing?" Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his what?" See, that's my meat. That's what I eat, Jesus says. Say ye not. One of the greatest verses in the Bible, and that's why I preach a message today. One of the greatest verses in the Bible. For us as a church to go out and reach others for Christ, one of the greatest verses in the Bible. It's right here. And it came on the heels of this trouble. If you don't have the trouble, you don't have these great verses, man. He said to the disciples, there are not, don't say there's 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, they're white already to harvest, man. You hear that? Say, isn't that a great verse? Lift up your eyes. Stop looking at the trouble. Stop looking at, I can't. I can't talk to people. I can't wear a t-shirt. They think I'm stupid. Well, let them think you're stupid. They ain't going to think you're stupid. They're going to like it. I can't give them a card. Sure, you can give them a card. That's just your crazy mind telling you you can't do something. Yes or no? Say. I can't talk to my neighbor. They're going to think I'm a religious freak. No, they're not. They're going to think that you love them. That you love them. Say. Yes or no? Not out to get their money. Not out to get them to build this building. We built it already. Amen. Say. We just want you to come. Why'd you build that fancy building? So that you could come. Amen. Come on. Yeah. Debt free. You did it debt free for who? For you. Why not talk like that to people? You listening or not? I can't do that. Yes, you can. That's bull to say you can't do that. The Samaritans were eager to hear about Jesus. That city, that area, that town, that whole big region, they were eager to hear about Jesus. But the disciples, wait a minute, they were looking what? Instead of looking what? Say it with me. They were looking what? Instead of looking. One more time. They were looking instead of looking up. I'm going to tell you the world says today about the church. You're hypocrites. You think you're better than us. And we need to let them know we are sinners. And there's one thing for sure, I sure ain't better than you. I'm not better than you. I'm just like you. Or matter of fact, you're probably better than I am. Has nothing to do with any of that. Has to do with God loves me and God loves you. He created you in His image and His likeness, and He gave His Son Jesus for the most important thing on the planet. Who? You. Is that shoving something down somebody's throat? No. But the disciples saw the trouble. And they let the prejudice. Guys, here you are for such a time as this in your life. You're from all over the planet here. You're from all over the United States here in Englewood, Florida. And for such a time as this, you have an opportunity to reach others for Christ. To invite them. To love on them. To go pick them up. To be looking for them when they come and get out there out front. Looking for them. Why? Because they matter. Amen. Maybe after they come, take some of your old money you got. Take them to lunch. Why? Because they matter. Are you hearing me or not? And all of us have different background. We have different church background. Guys, we got a lot of stuff we got to deal with in our life and mess and religious stuff. Can you just love people? Say, I'm here to tell you 12 years ago and 7 months ago, didn't know what I was doing. And I was a different person. I sure ain't got there yet. But I'm a better person today than I was when I started this church years ago. Thank you. I'm a nicer person. I care more. I'm not the same. I've been beat down, beat up. Left. But loved by you. And this town, they've loved me. Why wouldn't I love them? You hear me today? I'm sure no Jesus. Anything I am is because of Him, and I can just get a little bit of that on me. I want it. Amen? Say. And I want us to be that. They were eager to hear. I'm going to ask you to take cards today when you leave. Give them to people. I doubt very seriously anybody's going to slap your spit in your face. Most likely, if you're loving and kind, they're going to go, thank you. What we've been seeing, that was took you all forever. It's okay, right? Yeah, but we did it. Debt free. Come on now. You gotta come on. We did it debt free. Come on. You can tell them that. Come on. For the glory of God. Come on. And they'll go, well, I gotta give you that now. Amen. Come on. We're almost done. I gotta quit. I don't know how late it is. It's 10:05. I gotta fire. He that reaps reaches wages and gathers fruit into life eternal, that both he and he that sows that reaps may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that wherein you bestowed no labor. Other men have labored and you've entered into their labors. And many of the Samaritans of the city did what? On him for the saying of the who? Did they believe because of the saying of the disciples? No. Which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode, Jesus stayed with them 2 more days. And many more, what? Believed of Jesus' word. Did it say the disciples' word? No. And they said to the, now we believe, not because of your saying, for we have heard him, what? And we know that this is indeed the who? The Savior of the what? The world. Now, there's more message, but I believe we did a good enough job on it, Raj. Just an invitation from the woman who met Jesus. And they what? Have you met Jesus? If you die today, do you know you'd go to heaven? Yeah. Listen, guys. If you don't know that Jesus loves you and you've responded by thanking him and saying, yes, thank you, I put my faith in you, Jesus, and you're saved because of that, how in the world can you go tell other people with passion? Yes or no? But to know that, hey, man, everything I've done has been forgiven by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Everything. My name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Flat out, period. The Bible says I'm seated in the heavenlies right now, and I ain't even there yet. You talk to people like that with that passion and that commitment that I'm a child of the living God. Why? Because I'm a good person? No, because I'm a sinner, and he gave his life for me because I matter and because you matter. You listening or not? If you've never been saved, you've never put your faith in Christ, man, I'd love for you to do that this morning. Amen? Come on, let's get up on our feet. I got to quit. It's too much. Too much. Too much. Too much. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hang in here with me the last minute or two.